Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. More now from our session with Grizzly Bear, recorded in WNYC's Green Space last week and streamed live on our website. You can watch the full video on soundcheck.org. Here's Grizzly Bear performing a song from their new album called Shields, which comes out tomorrow. This one's named for a mountain in Colorado. It's called Sleeping Ute, live on Soundcheck.
Well, it's calm and it's clear, collapsed here on the stone, delivered to this place, a vision dark and cloaked, and those figures through the leaves, and that light through the smoke, and those countless empty days made me dizzy. Straight on out the door, and I can't help myself. And when I can't help myself, and I can't help myself.
The song from Grizzly Bear is called Sleeping Ute, and a live performance on Soundcheck, a special video webcast edition coming from our ground floor studio, The Green Space. Sleeping Ute to appear on the new album by Grizzly Bear called Shields. Let me introduce you to the members of the band. Daniel Rawson playing guitar, got a keyboard nearby as well. Edward Drosty also with guitar in hand and keyboards nearby. Chris Taylor playing the bass. Chris Baer behind the drums. They all sing as well. And Aaron Arntz helping out on keyboards and guitar this afternoon. There's something very striking about, Ed, about the new Grizzly Bear album, even before you listen to it, and that is the cover art. The front cover, the back cover, the inside, the inlays, all art by Richard Diebenkorn.
Yes.
What was the idea behind it? Does it have something to do with the title of the record, with Shields?
Actually, we were first introduced to his Shields and Spades series, and we collectively sort of fell in love with them, and his estate graciously allowed us to use it for the record, the vinyl, etc. And then from there we sort of toyed around with the album title ideas.
Uh-huh. So you had the image first.
We had the songs, then the image.
Right. And
then the title.
I see. And what did Diebenkorn... Diebenkorn died back in the early 90s.
I think so, yes.
So he wouldn't have known who you guys are.
Definitely not.
Did his estate know who you were?
I'm not sure if they knew or if someone was there was gunning for it, but they asked for all of our material, and we sent it. And the next thing we knew, they were allowing us to use any image we wanted from those series. So a big thank you to them.
Yeah. He called the series Clubs and Spades because it was mostly... Clubs
yeah.
and spades, but the idea being that there's a kind of heraldry, you know, that these are the things you would see on shields and pennants and flags and stuff like that.
That's the literal interpretation of the title.
Yeah, yeah. What do you read into it? Something else?
It's a very long explanation. It's too long for radio.
Okay. What about the... It's been a couple of years since Vecatimus, the last Grizzly Bear record. Has the songwriting process changed over the course of the intervening years?
Yes, it has. We had basically been on the road, recording, releasing, doing the whole album cycle thing since 2004 or 5, and we decided to take like a clean 6-month break. And so I think when we reconvened, there was a moment of like, oh, hello again. You know, there was like getting reacquainted with one another, both creatively and personally again, because we sort of all just like, checked out a little bit, just to have, you know, spend time with friends and family, etc. So there was that, and then it evolved into sort of definitely the most collaborative effort we've ever done in terms of songwriting. Not that we didn't collaborate in the past, but there were just new methods in which we were playing with each other's ideas, and there was people were less guarded about their own material, and everyone was really involved in each other's stuff, down to lyrics, melodies, you know, all sorts of things. So it was really sort of exciting when that moment hit us that we were like, whoa, there's so many other ways we can write music, and we're just sort of scratching the surface.
Chris Taylor, any difference in the way, since you produced much of this record, any difference in the way this album was produced as opposed to prior Grizzly Bear efforts?
Yeah, I guess just instead of like layering and over-arranging everything, like the idea was to kind of just get the one part and then kind of move on. I'm not sure if people aren't familiar with their older stuff, that won't make a lot of sense, but in the older recordings we would layer all kinds of funny, you know, crazy things. And so this one was kind of just like, maybe we just get like one really good part and then kind of keep things like a little clearer. So it has, I think the album has a kind of more direct feeling.
And
and therefore maybe a little bit easier to do live, where you don't have to worry about, well, we all had three parts on the record. What do we do when there's just us on stage?
That logistically is, yeah. True, yeah.
Well, we have Grizzly Bear with us on this special edition of Soundcheck in the green space. Why don't we hear another couple of songs? You want to do Yet Again and A Simple Answer?
Sure.
All right. Both of these appear on the forthcoming Grizzly Bear record. It's called Shields, but we'll hear a live performance on Soundcheck.
Small.
That's Grizzly Bear live on Soundcheck from the Green Space with Yet Again from their forthcoming album called Shields. And moving right along, the next song called A Simple Answer. Once again, you can watch on our website, soundcheck.org. The guys look good in high def, and they're playing for us live on Soundcheck.
So long,
That's the song A Simple Answer from Grizzly Bear, performing in the Green Space. The recording was made by Paul Schneider and George Wellington, with lots of help from the entire Green Space crew. Again, the video of the full set is up on soundcheck.org. And that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. Tomorrow on the show, poet, author, and songwriter Patti Smith talks about Bunga, her first album of new material since 2004. Joe Levy of Billboard Magazine joins us with some new releases, plus an in-studio performance from the California indie pop band Best Coast. Also tomorrow, in the background, you're hearing the British singer and guitarist Michael Kiwanuka. Join us on soundcheck.org tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern to hear Michael Kiwanuka performing in our studio. You can stream live audio of our recording session with this up-and-coming artist, Michael Kiwanuka, 2 p.m. live on soundcheck.org. By the way, today's listener-composed jingle came from Leah Paul. Visit our site to find out how you can submit your own at soundcheck.org. We'll make you a star. I'm John Schaefer. Catch you tomorrow.
I was lost, but now I'm found. Listening to John Schaefer on Soundcheck.